My dear students, today in this session of podcast, we will try to understand English poetry. English poetry, which has a rich and diverse history that dates back to the medieval period. The earliest surviving English poems were from the Anglo-Saxon era, with works such as Beowulf showcasing the use of alliteration and a strong emphasis on heroic themes. So here it is very important to know what Anglo-Saxon era was and who were the main poets. I have told you that the main theme of this era has been heroic, because that was the need of that particular age. That was the political scenario. That was the demand by people. Afterwards, in the Middle Ages, English poetry was heavily influenced by French and Italian poetic traditions. Here you see the works of Geoffrey Chaucer, who is also known as father of English poetry, and his very famous work, The Canterbury Tales, gives you a glimpse of that particular age. And Geoffrey Chaucer was the poet who introduced rhyme and meter into English poetry, and this is how he paved the way for the development of more structured and formal words. So if you want to remember Middle Ages, you remember Geoffrey Chaucer, and please do try to study him, especially his work, as I said, The Canterbury Tales, and you will have an idea about that period. Later on, you have the period of Renaissance. It is also pronounced as Renaissance. It is the age of Queen Elizabeth I, and in this age, English poetry experienced a golden age with the works of poets like William Shakespeare. So he is a milestone. Then you have John Donne and Edmund Spenser. Shakespearean sonnets are very important to study. For example, you know why? Because they are known for their intricate rhyme schemes and powerful emotional expression. And here you need to study sonnets in detail, because sonnet is a kind of poem which has, you know, a traditional significance, traditional value, and traditional structure. So you should know that how Shakespearean sonnets are different from the Petrarchan sonnets, and what is the difference in theme and expression. Then there are so many other facets to it that you must know. After this age, you have 17th century, and here you have metaphysical poets. The most important name in this metaphysical treatment of poetry, you will find the name of John Donne and Andrew Marvell. And these two poets, they pushed the boundaries of poetic language and explored complex philosophical and religious themes. Their use of wit, conceits, and conventional imagery challenged traditional poetic conventions. So, here you take a pause and you try to understand what is meant by metaphysical poems, what are the themes, and you must study more about John Donne, because again, if you want to know English poetry and its development, you cannot do away without understanding John Donne and his poetic abilities and the experiments that he made in his times. After that, you have the Romantic era. Before Romantic, you have pre-Romantics, and there you have William Blake and Gray. They are very important poets. You must study them. But since it is going to be a brief talk on English poetry, we will focus on the Romantic era in the late 18th and early 19th centuries that brought about a shift in English poetry. And this age is very, very important. You need to devote a lot of time to understand how the change was brought by William Wordsworth and other poets. There was a shift not only in the themes but also in the language of poetry, which is very interesting to note. Poets like William Wordsworth, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, and Lord Byron, Shelley emphasized individual emotion, imagination, and a deep connection with nature. These poets rejected the formal structures of previous eras and embraced a more personal and subjective approach to poetry. It's a very simple age. Romantic age is very simple. There is a lot of emphasis on simplicity, not just in expression, in theme, but also in language. It appeals for and it asks for bringing elemental things in poetry, something which could be understood by common people, common man. And not just understanding, it treats the nuances of the lives of people who live in rural areas, who are very simple people, who believe in simplicity, those who do not know various complexities of life. So, Romantic era is very distinguished in itself, and study of Romantic era is very important. Later on, you have the Victorian era, and this era saw a return to more formal and structured poetry. So again, there is a shift from simplicity to some kind of form. And here you have poets like Alfred Lord Tennyson and Robert Browning exploring themes of love, death, and social issues. The works of these poets often employed elaborate rhyme schemes and meter to create a musical quality. Tennyson was very much affected by the struggle that human beings have to make in order to have a survival. And his approach was a little bit scientific also. He could not see just beauty in nature. Rather, he could see the brutality as well. And there are very famous lines by him where he says that nature is red in tooth and claw. Not just in the lives of human beings, but the animal world is also full of struggle. There is this run for survival. There is competition for survival. And those who can fight, you know, only they can survive. In other words, we have this very famous saying that, I mean, there is a theory about it, survival of the fittest. So he translated that kind of struggle in poetic language. And afterwards you have the 20th century. English poetry in this age underwent further transformations with the rise of modernism and postmodernism. And in this age, you will see a lot of aftermath of World War I and II. You have poets like T.S. Eliot, W.B. Yeats, and Sylvia Plath. And these poets experimented with language, form, and subject matter, challenging traditional notions of poetry and pushing the boundaries of expression. Here you see frustration of mankind, disappointment. Sometimes you see the expressions regarding demerits of urbanization. You see a man, you know, feeling boredom, and human relations are being broken, and how man is being very pragmatic. So the poetry is changing as per the changes poets are witnessing in the society. And afterwards, we are coming to today, and we see that what is the scenario of English poetry in today's times. So here we can say that English poetry continues to evolve and adapt to the changing times, and this will happen, you know, forever. Contemporary poets explore a wide range of themes and styles, incorporating elements of spoken word, free verse, and experimental forms. The rich history and diverse influences of English poetry have definitely created a vibrant and ever-evolving literary tradition. But nowadays, there is a lot of emphasis on experimenting with whatever the poets feel like experimenting with. So, you have a lot to research and study on your own. You have various social networking platforms where you can read more on each poet who I have mentioned in this brief podcast. So I will say bye to you now, and I hope that you develop a passion for English poetry, you go through its history, its tradition, and you try to understand its basic soul. It's very important. Otherwise, you will not enjoy what you are reading or studying. So, bye-bye.